famous pasuk in Eicha. A person complains. He has tainus that Hashem is not good enough to him. The pasuk says, "Ma'is oinen am doisef." Rashi says, "Am doisef." And the things that happen to him. Why a person who's alive would complain about things that happen to him? After all the chesed that I do, that I give him life. And he did give him death. Does he have full control over his averis? And he has no averis. He only does good. That's chat in the bus. People complain. Why does Hashem do this to me? Why does Hashem do that to me? And they don't make a judgment that if they have a kasha, they have kasha faket. Not the way around. A friend of mine who's a very wise person says, everybody has a shayla in emunah. I have one shayla in emunah. How is it that we're all alive? We're doing so little of avodas Hashem, and Hashem still holds us out. People are doing avodas. Pum faket. Hello, what? Hashem has tremendous rahmanis. He keeps us going. So we don't always pay attention to the big picture. That's what life is all about. Life is the big picture of life. Not get caught up with trivial things, things that are not the essence of life. If you have a person dreaming his whole life to have a piece of pizza, that's his whole life. And when he finishes one pizza, he's dreaming for the next pizza. That's what life is all about, pizza. They went to Rabbi Ruderman, he was a Rav, a Shiva in Baltimore, and so I asked him, what profit do you make on pizza? He said, I have no idea what it is. Please describe it to me. So say, take some dough. They have to just smear some tomato sauce on it, and they have to put some cheese on that. Just looking at the guy, eat that afterwards. Like we say, the people are running after all kinds of dimensions, all kinds of things that have no value. They realize, what is going on here? One second. My body's working. I'm alive. Most amazing, amazing thing. One cell out of our trillions of cells that we have. Take some time out and try to analyze exactly what's going on in any one cell in your body. It's like the most complicated, it's like a whole city. Those are factories and all kinds of complicated machinery, different things that are precision instruments that know exactly what's going in, what's going out, and measuring everything. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. One cell! I saw a few books over the last years that talk about emunah. You know, people say, life came around, all the different pieces started coming together by themselves. Everybody who researched it properly knows statistically it's impossible. Impossible. You take all the big numbers of 20 billion of years and every atom in the entire universe and all the possible interactions, it just doesn't work out. But not a shame. So, people say, why are you talking about? And they'll have this thing, people that think that they are descendants of apes, they call it evolution. And for some reason they feel they have a closeness to apes. But in any event, so they say, what do you mean, you know? Things were started off more simple, and then they started changing little by little. They became more complex. So the answer to these wonderful people is, you know what? Let's drop our business. Once the first cell came around, okay, maybe it's also impossible. But how did the first cell go around? The first one cell is something unimaginable, complexity. And we have all those, like we said, those billions and trillions of cells that are all working in unison, exactly in the right time, in the right place. Chai, tremendous chasodim that Hashem put into us that we're alive. And Kamuvan, it was saying, Sarah, we're created to serve Hashem. The average person is not living up to what we should be doing. Everybody has chasodim, even so if Hashem keeps us alive. So that's the bigger picture. But the one who complains is because he doesn't see the bigger picture. He wants everything to be exactly the way he wants, and he doesn't see how much he does have. That's what Hashem is telling us. A person who's alive should appreciate that he's alive and see all the wonderful things that are happening. And then, and together with that, make a judgment, how much do I really deserve already?
Yeah.
Mashiach said, I once visited a big Talmid Chochem who was very elderly, and he was really weak. He couldn't see anymore, could barely hear, couldn't walk anymore. His whole body was kosher working. The one thing that was working properly was his head. Yeah, his head was very still, very clear, and was able to speak also. So I asked him, how are you? He answered, all do you see in the discomfort that I'm going through in life? I'm thinking of some person who can't see, the barely hear, his whole body is not working so well, can't walk. Kedai all do you see in just to be alive. Life is the greatest gift that she gives us. Every Bria has an internal pleasure of just being alive. A butterfly or a worm moving around, cats jumping around, whatever it is, cow grazing. It's nothing bad for them, it's just enjoying your life. It's a little child that just learned how to walk. Looks excited, little child. First step, or running over and then falling down. Ah. Into another level of life. There's one part of life that anything alive has moved. A stone doesn't move by itself. Anything that has life to it has moved. Even plant life doesn't run from one place to the next. Bring from the first level is that one should understand all the creation, from the highest spiritual levels to the lowest ones, the big ones to the small ones, they all have this thing of tenua, movement. The movement is much more than we see. A person is standing like this, the movement is a tremendous amount of movement. The body is circulating inside, the brain is sending electric signals back and forth, and the nervous, the bones, muscles are contracting, and those things are measuring the stability of everything. When something that's alive is full of movement. Even some philosophers that say that that's in everything in the creation is alive. So the stone is a lot of electrons. He says all that movement in the world is part of the mahalach of life that Hashem set up. The whole system of everything has its the entire universe is moving in a certain position, each one respects the other parts of the universe. It's constant movement. Now, according to modern science, the whole universe is constantly expanding by tremendous. It's full of movement. The movement is an energy that Hashem instilled in everything that exists. So he's saying that Betzem, all that is not something that we're doing. It's something that Hashem put into the world. All this energy and all this movement that's going around is something that Hashem put into the world. Says one of the great Mashkichim said, the present is like a picture, not alive. When he moves one of his limbs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it happen. What we have is only the ability to make decisions. What to do. But how it works, that's a whole system. We take no credit in that. Rabbi Melech said, Simin, Kapitul, Kuf, Lamites. Ato, Yodato, Shifti, Vantel, Reim, Rochel. Ofi, Berivit, Ato, Zerisikol, Zerokai, Iskandro. Which basically means, only you know what's going on when I'm sitting down and getting up and when I'm walking. Any of those movements, which we don't even pay attention to what we're doing, are extremely complex things that so many things have to synchronize. And you want to sit down in a chair, you don't just fall into the chair, and you don't fall away from the chair. And all the muscles contract in the right place in the right time, and you don't fall over when you sit down in the chair. Keep your posture. There's millions of things that are happening in order to make that happen. In order to walk. Walk is one of the most amazing things. We're standing upright, and we have no wheels, so I don't go forward. There's no engine. Who's pushing you to go forward? Pushing you? You have to pay attention to when you walk. That's what I'm saying. How you walk. When you walk, you lean forward. Push yourself to the point you have to fall, and you catch yourself. Every step you're taking, you basically can practice the falling, and you catch yourself, and that keeps you going. Make them decide to go. We don't even pay attention to what we're doing. If you really think about it, and you know that complainer type of guy that, you know, where's Hashem? He would never walk. Why risk it in your face? Every step you take, you basically change your center of gravity, chest be all calibrated, and if it's a little bit off, then one thing to put your other foot there in time, and you fall flat on your face. Amazing mentality goal. Hashem sets up the system, we don't even have to think about it. It's all set up there. We don't do anything with that by ourselves. Yeah. Anyway, we're given this tremendous gift of life, which we don't even think about. It's something for us to appreciate, the ability that our body is working, and we're able to. And more than that, we, as human beings, have something called bechira, free will. We're not like any other animals. Any other animal is not a bechira. These programs, you eat, you look for food, and then you fight with something else to eat in, or fight with something else to protect yourself from being eaten. So that's what life is all about. It's all about eating, to eat or to be eaten. And that's it. And we have this special gift of bechira that Hashem gave to us. The Torah says you should choose life. Why do you have to choose life anyway? It says that, no, there's something that we can choose, something called life. So what is that life that the Torah is talking about? The fact that we're alive is not in our hands, the gift that Hashem gave us. He gave us a gift of life with all the wonders that we mentioned before. So he brings the pasuk, he says, I do see b'chem, I yoyim, which is shumayim, b'sor, sachayim, v'amogus, and satan, v'fulech, abo, v'go, u'v'chartu b'chayim, matichio, atu, z'recha, choose life. What is the choosing life? To love Hashem, listen to His words, connect to Hashem. That is life. That's what He said. Life itself is not something that I do. It's something that I have. Life is a gift that Hashem gave me. And it's such a beautiful gift. He said, with all the wonders of our body, the wonders of the life around us, of the world, how everything is made in a way that's pleasant for us, and comfortable, enjoyable, we focus on. And everything that we do have, the rachat v'chayim is a new level of life. The life of la'avas Hashem, to interact with Hashem, appreciate the greatness of Hashem, and want to bring oneself closer to Hashem. person who's closer to Hashem, he's more alive. It's very simple. Because Hashem is eternity. Anything that's not does not develop a connection with Hashem is not eternal. Nothing in this world is eternal, except us. The animals are not eternal. The animals have very robust lives. Giraffe, lion, whatever, hippopotamus, cheetah, a whale, blue whale. All those things are amazing creatures. But they're here for a short period of time, and that's them. The second they're born, they're in the process of death. By us being dwelling Hashem, we're dwelling to eternity, a different type of life. For the ability to transform ourselves from being here for a short period of time to that eternal life. For so that's anything more than us. It doesn't say, cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Olam Haba. That's what I said now. That's Olam Haba. It's more than that. It's giving you Olam Hazeh. It's giving you the reality of life. For using life in the beautiful fashion we can. The famous Mishnah says, Akida, Vakayve, Vakobe, Moitzin, is the other men of Olam. A person is living a life full of jealousy and running after his physical pleasures and running after his honor and prestige that takes him away from this world. That is why the whole world today, secular world, they're all suffering. The whole world is suffering because they're living in a world of kid that's tied to the COVID. No matter how much money they have to have more because they have to have more than the other guy. And how much pleasures they have to have more because life is all about having pleasures. And as much COVID as they have, it's never enough. That's what's guiding the world today. People are working day and night, tied to the more COVID. And they don't have a life. Even though someone owns this beautiful world to take advantage of and you're working like in the sugar net for tied to the COVID. What are you doing? And you can never really enjoy what you do. It's never enough. If you come to recognition, what is the world all about? That's what the world is all about. Making more money, having more physical pleasures, and then what? And with that, do I really have pleasures? Do I even really feel satiated with what I have? That's not life. If a person sees, that ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his mitzvahs, learn his Torah, it was our generation that had that beautiful picture of Chaim Hinevsky, he had all kinds of options. He could have been wealthy. He could have had positions. Nothing. He didn't take any position. He turned down anything. People wanted to help him with his parnosa. He turned it down. He wanted to live a simple life. And look what he turned out to be. The greatest human being in the world. The happiest human being. The most calm human being. He was living in a life of Mitzushli only. Because he was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He used his time to feed us. The material was the main thing. And together with that, the Chaim Hinevsky. That's what it was. Because he was connected to the essence of life. So he was able to give over that beauty to others also. So, not just Olam Haba. It's not that you have to suffer in this world to get Olam Haba. If you focus and realize what I can do with myself in this world, then this world becomes suddenly a pleasant place. That my Yisoyden Odom, the complainer, he won't be that complainer because this is a world that has non-stop opportunities to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make myself a greater person. Good. So that's what Torah is all about. Torah is all about to uplift Klal Yisrael to a higher level of life. We shouldn't be plant life. We shouldn't be animal life. There's something else. We're Kodesh Bohu. Kodesh Bohu. Connected to Kodesh Bohu life. This is what life is all about. Reik is a vacuum. Something that has no life. Nothing's there. There's nothing in this type of life that we are trying to build up within ourselves that is lacking life. It says, the Goyim can't understand the values of the Torah, but I translate it. The Goyim physically in concept. If you're looking to what type of physical pleasure you get out of this body, how much is that going to fill up your stomach? But if everything is, the values of your life, is money, physical pleasures, power, and that's you want to get out of Torah and Mitzvah, then you're not going to find that. You have other ways to more money, physical pleasures. If you realize that, 1 second, who decided to figure out what life is all about? Of money, physical pleasures, and COVID. Maybe another avenue. A few little things that have no value, have something much greater, a much more wonderful, fulfilling, beautiful life that I can have. That's us. We are able to get past what the rest of the world can't get past, and open ourselves up to the life which is full of life. Yeah. So, how does a person who wants to connect to Hashem go through his physical life? First of all, if a person has his values straight, then it uplifts the physical side of himself also. It uplifts. In other words, if a person is more connected to his spiritual side, the physical drive for physical pleasures, for physical power and prestige, become less relevant, less important. These are better things. He becomes more comfortable and more satisfied with his presence. Because a person whose life is all about physical pleasures and covered, no matter how much he has, he doesn't have enough. He's running after. Even though he has a nice amount of physical pleasures, no matter covered. It's not enough for him. But that's life's all about, and that's more and more and more. He turns his worldview, life is about advantage of that, and gave me the drugs. And that's all. Then automatically, I start feeling,
But I want to have physical pleasures. I want to have a certain amount of pleasure. I'm happy. It's enough. I'm satisfied with what I have. I'm happy with what I have. Number one. Number two is if he's living more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that that's what life is all about, then the more you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life, the more you build up your bitachon nafshi. I realize that Hashem is taking care of me. I don't have to be concerned that I'm there by myself, turbulent world, and I'm thrown into the ocean. I'll be guided without Hashem. Guided by Hashem. Okay, so this is what we're talking about today, a new level of life. The rest of the world, non-Torah people, life is all physical. And life, anybody at this level to pay attention, there is something wonderful about life. Complaining, have a lot of wonderful going on in their own lives. They're just focusing more on what they don't have. If they focus more on what they do have, there is so much wonderful things going on in everybody's human body, wherever he is and what he has and what he doesn't have. Like we said, that beautiful, grand symphony orchestra, working in synchrony of all those trillions of parts that are constantly moving in our body, interacting in a perfect, exact way. The beautiful thing itself, every human being has the ability to see. Advanced talent we have to see the world. Our mouth, the taste is different, etc., etc., just to move around what we want. We have so much, but that's the basic level. But we have a second level of life. The life of a Chassid, a Chaim, with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, connecting to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is a higher, higher level of life, which uplifts everything. It gives us the ability, if I connect my Kodesh Baruch Hu, to have eternalized the Olam Haba. It also transforms our entire approach to Olam Haba. The mistake of the rest of the world of being those complainers and not being able to focus on hand comes because they're always looking at the physical side, which they're lacking. But if you look at the side, the bigger picture that we have that Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're nurturing that Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that automatically gives a feeling of an ability to, you know, be getting this wonderful body, getting so many good things that I have. I'm happy with that. And that's not what life is all about anyway. So I can be samech with what I have. And together with that, the challenges of life that are coming up, since I am looking at the bigger picture, that life is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all about getting closer to Hashem. I feel more in a real way that Hashem is with. And that gives me that extra level of fulfillment to also go through the different challenges they have to go through. To pay a little more attention. We have so many opportunities every day of our life to bring ourselves into this higher level of fields. Higher level of life. One brother a day, put a little more effort into it. Or after Hashem, cook to the brother, whatever it is. Recognize that this wonderful thing is from Hashem. Whether it's okay, even on my eyes, or I'm allowed to play around with Shora, or whether it's all the other, or if you ace, whatever it is, Asher Yosef, no shortage of brothers throughout the day. That the concept of brother is one of those ways that Chazal put into our lives to help us focus. Real life daily.